the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
November is American Diabetes Month, an affliction that affects more than 30 million Americans. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, Natalie Allen is my guest. She is a clinical instructor of dietetics in the Biomedical Sciences Department at Missouri State University. She also serves as the team dietitian for all Missouri State athletes. She's here to raise awareness of the benefits of proper nutrition. But first, she explains some of the foods that are typically high in glucose.
Things that fall in the bread group, like rice or pasta or bread, those would be glucose. Corn is an example of a glucose. And then also remember, milk has a natural sugar in it, and so do sweet things like cake and cookies, and then fruit also. So all of those foods, we need those foods. Everybody does. People who are diabetic need those foods, but we need to look at the amount that they are eating and the timing of when they're eating those when you're diabetic so that they don't have a blood sugar that's too high.
Although most vegetables don't metabolize into glucose, she reminds us to beware of these starchy veggies.
Potatoes, corn, peas, and then sweet potatoes would also fall there. The starchy vegetables do raise blood sugar. They do contribute to your glucose in your blood. They're good for you and they're okay to have, but again, those would be things you would eat in a more limited quantity than the non-starchy vegetables. You can kind of go crazy with those as a diabetic and eat all the peppers or all the asparagus, all the broccoli and cauliflower that you want. Those are not going to raise blood sugars, but the starchy vegetables will.
As a dietitian, she works with people with both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. But in type 2, diet and lifestyle modifications could certainly reverse the needs for medication. Shedding a few pounds could make a huge positive impact. In fact, she says, she wishes the standard across the board would be for most Americans to follow the guidelines of a diabetic diet.
This is not any diet that's crazy or that would require you to cook a lot of special food. This is a healthy diet. I wish everybody I saw would follow a diabetic diet because it's high in fruits and vegetables. It's looking at controlling your portions. It's helping you think about what you're putting in your body. And it typically is pairing a carbohydrate with a protein food. And we want everybody to do that. They do two different jobs in your body. So it's not something that needs to be a burden or a hassle. It needs to reframe your thinking and think, okay, this is going to make me feel better. This would be a great way for my kids to eat in general. There's no dietitian who's going to tell someone not to eat fruits and vegetables. We want everybody to eat those, and particularly diabetics. Load up on the veggies. Those are not going to raise your blood sugar.
Her number one tip for a diabetic or anyone with weight loss or health goals is to plan ahead. Meal plan, think about your activities for the week, and know your weak spots so you don't end up in the drive-thru.
When we tend to fall off our nutrition train is when we haven't planned ahead and we either binge eat or we, you know, go to a restaurant and we overeat or we save up our calories and then at night we eat 3,000 calories. And all of those things are usually a lack of planning. So if people can get in the habit of meal planning, of when they're going to grocery shop, of prepping things in advance, you know, in the morning before you go to work, think about, what am I going to do for dinner? Do I need to thaw something out? Should I put something in my crock pot? Could I chop a couple of vegetables if I have extra time? So then when you get home, you have a game plan. And it's going to benefit not only the diabetic, but everybody else in their family.
In her role as the team dietitian for MSU, Allen notes that she monitors the intake of the student athletes. For those who might be diabetic, she encourages they have a snack or drink on hand that will help as their blood sugar drops.
In an athlete who's diabetic, the picture's a little bit different because in exercise, people's blood sugar in general tends to go down. And that's a good thing in diabetics, and we encourage them to be active and exercise. But in an athlete, particularly like a collegiate athlete who's working out several hours a day, we don't want their blood sugar to get too low. So we're going to monitor that really closely. We might encourage him or her to eat carbohydrates during practice. He could do that with a sports drink. We could have like a gel, like a gummy gel food available. They could take a couple of bites of a banana. We certainly don't want their blood sugar to get too low, which would be our concern with an athlete. But with close monitoring, it's rarely an issue.
That was Natalie Allen. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.